From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday Machar and a group of people turned up at the DRC. He said the UN mission in South Sudan played no part in Machar's arrival in the DRC. There were indications that Machar may be ill. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Benz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But two of the swimmers, Conger and Benz, admitted to fabricating the story. The two were detained at the airport late Wednesday while attempting to head back to the United States. Fernando Veloso, head of the civil police in Rio, told reporters Thursday security cameras revealed the swimmers actually visited a gas station early Sunday morning. Witnesses said they damaged a bathroom and were confronted by an armed guard before police arrived. The State Department says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia next week to discuss regional issues. A spokesman says Kerry will first go to Nigeria and meet with President Muhammadu Buhari to discuss the threat of the terrorist group Boko Haram. The two leaders will also discuss Nigeria's economy as well as human rights issues. This is VOA News. The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. A senior UN official is calling for an immediate pause in the fighting in Syria so humanitarian assistance can be delivered to people in Aleppo and other besieged areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, abruptly suspended the regular weekly meeting of the International Syria Support Group's Humanitarian Access Task Force after 8 minutes.
There was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria.
De Mistura noted the only action seen in Syria involves fighting, rockets, barrel bombing, chlorine and napalm attacks, suicide bombings, and other atrocities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Russian Prosecutor General's Office has added two U.S.-based non-governmental organizations to its list of foreign NGOs whose activities are deemed undesirable in Russia. The office said Thursday that the work of the International Republican Institute and the Media Development Investment Fund poses a threat to Russia's constitution and security. The Washington-based IRA says its programs are aimed at encouraging democracy. The New York-based MDIF says it provides financing and assistance to independent news and information businesses. Twitter announced Thursday that during the last 6 months, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company says that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. The commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains in the country. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation, raising questions about the survival of their national unity government. A Philippine senator has vowed to continue an official inquiry into President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug trafficking campaign, despite threats made against her. Senator Leila de Lima called Mr. Duterte's campaign an abuse and misuse of executive power. At least 6 people were killed, more than 120 wounded, when 2 car bombs exploded near police stations in eastern Turkey Thursday. The first car bombing took place in Van province. The second took place in a garden at the Elazig police station. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attacks. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.